whenever you called into the media room after you were picked, you sounded a little emotional. What was the moment like when you found out you were going to be a Steeler?
Just, I guess, sitting around kind of waiting for somebody to pick me. I didn't have no idea it was going to be Pittsburgh, the team I grew up loving and watching from about a young boy that was going to pick me. So when I got that call, it was just kind of like, dang, this too perfect. Like, this ain't no way this going to happen. And it kind of just, you know, had that little moment where I shedded a tear or something, and seeing my family so excited. It was one of the best feelings of my life.
You took a pre-draft visit here. What do you remember from that?
All them Super Bowl trophies, just looking at all the pictures on the wall and stuff like that, and just being able to feel like family. That's kind of the thing I got out of all of this, just kind of feel wanted when you came here, and that's one of the things I felt.
Defensive line coach John Mitchell was pretty fired up after they selected you. Did you get a connection with him, feel that? Because it seemed like he was like, this was my guy. I'm glad we got him. I can't wait to work with him.
Yeah, he kind of gave me that impression that he liked me, like when he came down and talked to me at school. But a lot of people kind of just talk to you and say they like you, but he kind of brung a little more to it. Just saying he's been looking at me for a while, and just he know I can play some football. And so it was, I felt that connection with him from the first start of everything.
He said you were a self-made man, that you've had to kind of prove yourself, maybe not going to the college that you would have liked or, you know, people that get drafted go to. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, in high school, I played lower level too, I guess two-way football, so everybody kind of slept on me then. So I feel like I just played with a chip on my shoulder, just proving myself everywhere I go. And with college, Senior Bowl, and now the NFL now.
What drives you? What made you say, you know what, I'm going to do this. I'm going to prove people wrong. You know, the chip's on my shoulder, but I want to obtain this dream.
It's just that doubt, just hearing people saying you can't do something and like, I don't know if you can do that. It just kind of lit that fire in me and just wanting to kind of prove that to myself and prove it to them too.
How would you describe your skill set? It's not like someone who can be all around the field, which is something good.
Yeah, I'm versatile. I can play the run, rush the passer. So I can do a little bit of more, a little bit of everything. I'm just not one-dimensional type of player. Of course, I got a lot to work on, but I got a lot to bring too.
Former basketball player, how does that translate and help you out with football?
Quick feet, explosive, jumping, dunking. So everything on the football field. Because, I mean, if you guarding these 180-pound dudes, it's kind of easier to get around these 300-pound dudes, so that's a good thing.
What do you know about the Steelers' D-line right now with Cam Hayward and Stephon Tuitt?
I mean, just some tough guys right now, man. Just the Steelers, just growing up and watching them, they just bring another type of tenacity to the field. And Steelers known for their defense in front seven, so I know that's a lot. It's a lot to live up to.
Have you heard about John Mitchell? I know he's very happy right now that you're here, you're a Steeler, but he's one of those like feisty coaches, you know, runs a tough practice. Are you looking forward to kind of getting down to the nitty gritty, maybe improving on some techniques and things?
Yeah, you kind of get that feel for that type of guy. I mean, you can tell he's cool off the field, but you can tell in that as much as he into it, that he brings it on that field. And yeah, I'm just wanting to be the best I can be. So of course I'm ready for all of that.